I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This is my rifle. There are many like it, but this one is mine. My rifle is my best friend. It is my life.
I must master it as I must master my life. Without me, my rifle is useless. Without my rifle, I am useless.
I must fire my rifle through. I must shoot straighter than my enemy who is trying to kill me. I must shoot him before he shoots me. I will. Before God.
Come in the morning. Do you know one time we had a hail bomb? For 12 hours when it was all over, I walked up. We didn't find one of them, not one stinking big body. The smell, you know, that gasoline smell. The whole hill. It smells like victory.
A great people has been moved to defend a great nation, and we responded with the best of America and a quiet, unyielding anger. I've directed the full resources of our intelligence and law enforcement communities to win the war by changing our way of life. In our efforts to make the world more peaceful, anybody who loses a life, to anybody, coalition, fort, American, Brit, can live a normal life and have hope. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. Thank you. Good night. And God bless America.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the world's worst program.
I am a DJ. I am what I play.
Hey ho, it's Ross the Frog, podcasting as live as I can be from Casa Disco in Toronto, Ontario, Canada on Sunday, January 23rd, 2005. 23rd, that makes it one day short of a case, I guess. Got a great show lined up for you, as usual. Tunes from Eurovox, The Velvet Teen, gonna want to watch my enunciation there. The Minus Five, Jet by Day, The Arcade Fire, Despistado, The Hong Kong, Death from Above 1979, and of course, Sugarus. I'm going to try and tone it back a bit this week. The 40-year show that we put on last week was a bit much, so I'm going to try and keep it closer to 40 minutes, which means I got to get a move on. It was a busy week this week around the Raider household. Amanda's birthday was on Tuesday. She shares her birthday with Craig Hamilton from the guy that runs DomainDirect.com, and of course Robert Scoble, the guy that runs, probably not runs, but certainly spearheads. Well, maybe not even spearheads, but is one of the most visible Microsoft bloggers. It's one of the blogs I rarely miss. So he had his birthday on Tuesday, and Amanda had hers. We did the fondue thing, which was kind of a buzz. Chopping up the meat, making the sauces, and then sitting in the living room and eating for 4 hours. Can't complain about that. The rest of the week was just work, trying to get Sky Dasher out the door and keep the lid on things back at the office. You know, always good, healthy, positive stuff, but it certainly kept me on my toes. I didn't get a chance to do much of anything but work and birthday. You notice the blog hasn't been updated since Tuesday, which is never a bad thing to take a bit of a break. can't believe the weather we've had. 2 weeks ago, it was 20 degrees Celsius outside. And this week, it's been minus 20 degrees Celsius and snowy and cold and crappy. And excuse me. So I suppose that isn't necessarily the worst thing. Keeps you thinking. Keeps you moving, that's for sure. You don't want to be standing on any street corners when it's that cold. And I also suppose that Toronto never got the weather that the rest of the Midwest got, so we're pretty lucky there. I only think we got about 15 centimeters, which is not a lot at all, to be honest. Of course, the newspapers were full of headlines with people crashing their cars and stuff like that. You know, I wasn't part of any of that, though, because I'm still taking transit because of my leg, and quite frankly, we'll probably continue to take transit for the foreseeable future. It's not a bad way to get around. Of course, the main goal is to get back on the bike as quickly as possible. So we'll see what's going on there. What else? Move desks this week at the office. That's always a trying exercise. But I don't know if you're anything like me, though. You've always got more stuff than you've got spots for. And when you move it, it expands to a certain degree. You inject air into your stuff, and you can't pack it back the way you brought it out. So that was kind of a pain. Blew a couple hours on Tuesday. Or on Friday, sorry, just taking care of that. But at least I know when I go in on Monday that that'll be all taken care of, so I can get back to work and get my projects launched. What's coming up this week? Got my appointment on Wednesday. Looking forward to that. Hopefully that means that I can get out of this leg brace and start some physiotherapy and get back to the gym. The waistline has been steadily expanding, and the my snoring is back now, so it's just complete and total lack of activity, I think, anyways, that's driving this. Not happy about it at all, but there's not a lot I can do. I'm still going for my regular walks and that stuff, but it's just not really keeping me in the health to which I've become accustomed to over the last 2 years, so that's kind of a bummer. And of course, when you get into that headspace, you kind of stop watching what you're eating, and you know, even though they've stopped stocking eggnogs, you know, there's plenty of other bad things on the shelves that I can get in trouble with. So, anyways, what do we got coming up here? Actually, I'm going to play some music, I think. Here's a couple of tracks from Eurovox and The Velveteen.
So to speak, would you let what holds you down just
The guitar in that track really reminds me of, what was that song from the Talking Heads? This is not your wife, this is not your fine car. Of course, that's probably one of the easiest bits of trivia that I've asked on this show, and I can't remember the damn answer. But anyways, that was, who was it? That was the Velveteen with Radiopathy. From their album from Out of the Fierce Parade, they recorded in 2002. That was actually recorded at Hall of Justice in Seattle, a studio that Nirvana formerly called home. And before that was The World Won't Wait by Eurovox from their album This Is Eurovox. That was their debut album in early 2004. And I'm thinking maybe if I can get past this jam. 1,800 minutes of music and 40 minutes of program slot, I might actually try and feature them this week, but I got to get a handle on the format first. Coming up, The Minus Five. Now, The Minus Five is a pretty cool band when you start poking around the edges. Scott McKay, who is also with the Young Fresh Fellows, if you've heard of them, is the brainchild behind the band, but it also includes contributions from people like Ken Stringfellow. You may have heard of him from the Posies. Jeff Tweedy, John Sturratt, Glenn Koch, Leroy Bach, all from Wilco, participate in Minus Five. And their albums and performances regularly feature appearances from Rebecca Gates, Christy McWilson, Sean O'Hagan, Charlie Francis, Jesse Green, and Brian Paulson. And I almost forgot, REM's Peter Buck is a big part of the Minus Five. So it's a pretty neat band. They've got a whole bunch of stuff, and it sounds to me like it's more of a dumping ground for Scott McKay's songwriting. But here they are with Formerly Hail Machine. Formerly Hail Centurion. Enjoy.
Somewhere a manor home. We were.
And that was Neighborhood Number 3 from the Arcade Fire. And before that, we had Staring at the Sun, Jet by Day. Love that track. And, of course, formerly Hail Centurion by the Minus 5. Isn't that a fun little tune? It's definitely worth checking out some of their other stuff. Coming up next, I've got a band that's called Despistado. And they have a ton of uniqueness and a ton of energy going for them. You know, it's a bit of a spin on the sort of the ska punk thing, and I like it. And even odder though is that they're from Saskatchewan. So it's rare that you hear you know, a band this tight coming out of the nether regions of Canada. And you know, before you think that, you know, I'm just a dick from Toronto putting down Saskatchewan, don't forget that I grew up out west. Spent more than my fair share of time in the nether regions of Canada, so I did get out of there. So yes, I'm a dick from Toronto, but I used to be a dick from Manitoba. So anyways, back to Despistado. I think, unfortunately, though, I get the sense from what I was reading or not reading on their website, couldn't get through to their website, so I had to kind of put two and two together from their label, that it looks like they're breaking up. Their upcoming show, February 25th at the University of Regina, is actually being billed as their final show. So if you are in the region or in the area, be sure you get out and check them out. Here they are.
Depart, depart, depart. We're not a tribute. See you anymore when they do me.
Little Girl, DFA-1979. Before that, the Hong Kong with Maserati and a Stir Sticks prediction from Despistado. Well, folks, that is my show for this week. Thanks for your continued subscription and support. And keep those fine comments coming. I'm still looking for some audio comments. Love to play them. Don't get them. So send them. Ross@2cows.com is the address. And, of course, I'm Ross, and this is Random Bites Radio. And that's the end of the show. And I think, actually, well, here we are, 40 minutes, 21 seconds. That's not too bad. You know, I actually hate that 40 minutes thing because somebody else made it up, but I think they're right. Having done the Toronto Transit experience for the last couple weeks now, it's tough to listen to longer podcasts, so I get that whole thing. I've got so much to say, so much to play. Mostly the case that I got way too much to play. There's so much great music out there on the web. So do yourself a favor and go find some of your own. Well, that's it for me, folks. I'm signing off for another week. Enjoy your day, whatever day it is that you're listening to this.